Here's the latest effort from the state's liberal media to diminish the effect of the Texas buildup of state highway patrol along the border with Mexico. Most border arrests by Texas troopers are not for drug smuggling, was the headline in the Texas Tribune. DPS added more troopers to the border under the assumed objective that they're going after drug and human smugglers, but most of their arrests are for drunk driving and misdemeanor drug possession, the subhead read. And you can see where this is going, but anyone who understands the basics of probable cause and the history of drug bust will understand that there's nothing in this that's an indicator that the border buildup is ineffective. One must have probable cause to stop someone. You can't pull someone over because you look at them and think, wow, those guys look like drug smugglers. DPS troopers must have a reason to make a stop, such as weaving in traffic, speeding, etc. And it only makes sense that most stops made would result in something other than the higher level crime of drug smuggling. Second, if you review the press each day, as do I, you would realize that almost all busts of drug smugglers happen due to a stop justified by a traffic violation. We see such on Texas highways every week where traffic stop results in a search which uncovers large quantities of drugs. I'm all for keeping tabs on the effectiveness of DPS and the money we are spending on supplemental border security. However, I think media efforts like this by Josh Hinkle of KXAN and published by Texas Tribune are little more than work to undermine public support of border security by using specious arguments. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.